Well, great to be here. Thank you for worship. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I have to thank God I can sing in Japanese and English, you know. I can praise anywhere. Yeah, it's great. Okay, I'd like to share a small sermon. The theme is very important. The text is Romans chapter 1, verse 14 to 16. 14 to 17. Maybe this is the core message, center message of Paul, the core message of the Epistle of Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 14 to 17. Title is The Righteous Will Live by Faith. Let me read. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jews, then for the Gentiles. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Amen. Amen. Yeah, great message. Maybe I should not say anything about that. Yeah, let me give you some explanation or some information and knowledge, something. It's very impressive sentence, the first sentence. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. Paul said, I am obligated. In Greek, he said, I am a debtor. I am a debtor. That's what he said in Greek. So English translator gives a little bit more soft sound. I'm obligated. Paul said, I'm a debtor. Yeah. I owe something. Every single person I meet, I have to pay back. That's what he felt. Wherever he go, he went, whoever he met, he feels, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late for paying back. I have a debt. Even Greeks and non-Greeks. In Greek, in the original text, it's not non-Greek. Original text means barbarians. Yeah, yeah. It's not, which means not sophisticated, not educated, you know. So the Greek was the educated, sophisticated people. So from the educated to the non-educated, know it. Even though they don't know anything about the philosophy or mathematics, doesn't care. Every single person, Paul, when he meets somebody, he felt, oh, I owe something to her, to him, this baby, this old guy, old lady. I have to pay it back. How much? It's priceless. He feels I have to give them the priceless gift. I have to pay back. I have to give them the best gift ever. And nobody can give us except through Jesus Christ. That is eternal life. Eternal life. If somebody doesn't have the eternal life, who is responsible? Me. You. Somebody in front of him or her. If he or she doesn't have eternal life, who has responsibility? Me. Because I know I have the eternal life. He or she doesn't. Who could give the eternal life except me? That's what Paul felt. That's what we have to feel. Amen? Who doesn't agree with my idea? Pastor, you said, but somebody is too hard for me. I don't feel obligated or responsibility, or even I'm not the debtor. You know, I don't have any loans or. Yeah, I feel sometimes same. You know, maybe I feel I'm obligated to my friends or my neighbors or somebody who are close. Maybe I'm responsible. But Paul said, even from the Greeks to the barbarians, no non-Greeks, every single person, both to the wise and the foolish, rich, the poor, everybody, I am obligated. So we have to pray for God. Lord, give me this sense. This feeling. Wherever we meet, we could feel I am obligated to give this priceless gift to this person. I owe something to him or to her. Not just a person, not the neighbor, just a friend. We owe something. That is the feeling we have to keep in our mind as long as we live, as long as we stay on this earth, right? Amen? Amen. Of course, for Greeks, Japanese, Filipino, American, African, Chinese, Korean, and everybody. Verse 15, Paul said, that is why I am so eager to preach the gospel. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel. Because he feels obligated. He feels responsible. If I do not preach, if I do not share the gospel, he or she wouldn't listen. They don't get the eternal life. They don't get the salvation. They don't get the righteousness. So wherever he went, he preached. He shared the gospels. Even in the prison, even in the boat, were about to sink. Doesn't care. He didn't care anything, situations. He doesn't care about who they are. Even do the emperor or a governor, or you're just a single person you meet, or boy or girl. Because from his eyes, everybody is the same, exactly the same. He didn't see this is high or low or worthy or unworthy. From his mind, if he or she has two eyes, the same one. Yeah. Oh, I feel obligated. I have to share. That's why I'm so eager. Sometimes too eager. Yeah. Of course, to the Jews and non-Jews. Oh, I have to pray for that. I have to pray for that every day. Lord, give me this eagerness. Give me this eagerness to preach the gospel. Sometimes, as a pastor in this country, I feel like, oh wow, Japanese are so hard. You know, their hearts are not soft. They are not ready. Wow, this is not the time to share. Yeah, I confess that. So that's why I have to pray, and pray for me too. You know, if I could have this eagerness as Paul had, this church will be changed. Right? Yeah, yeah. This is my fault. We cannot blame anybody. But we have to blame by ourselves. You know. Do I feel exactly the same as Paul felt? If we meet somebody, we have to remember, recall this text. I am obligated. I am a debtor. Paul did not go to Rome. He could not go. But he wants to say something before he went to the Rome. That's why he wrote this long letter. I wish I could be there, but I can go, so let me write. So read this before I go. That's what he did. So he used the letter. Sometimes he goes there and speech, but sometimes if he could not kind of go, he used the letters. So we can use any kind of media. Yeah, of course we can. If we preach, if we share directly by our mouth, that's great. But if you can't, send the letter or emails or any kind of media. Media is for the gospel. Remember, please, media is for gospel. First priority, yeah. Not for share what you eat. Not for share where are you or what is your favorite or I'm happy or not happy. That's okay. But this year, one scholar in San Diego researched the generation who had an iPhone when they are 12 years old. They call I generation. Yeah. I can talk everything, but give me the one point. She analyzed the report. And she said, somebody who spent more time on SNS, you know, the more they spend time for SNS, the less they feel happy. If you spend more time on smartphone and SNS, they feel unhappy. We use a smartphone or SNS to want to get happy, right? But the more you spend time on SNS, the less you feel happy. Ah. Okay. All right. Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. Use the media for the gospel. Use the media for the gospel. All right. Okay. Of course, yeah, you can share anything though, you know. But share the gospel. First, share the message of God. Share the testimony. That is for media. That is the media for that. If Paul is here, maybe he might tell so. You have a smartphone? That is for the gospel. Amen? Yeah. And verse 16, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Yeah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And sing. Because it is the power of God. Wow, strong. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. Where is the power of God? Gospel. We can feel the power of God, not some miracle happening or like if you were promoted or have a good conclusion or something like get a lot of salary. It's not the sign of his power. We pray for that though. Lord, give me send your power to heal me. Yeah. Okay. But the center of the power of God is the gospel. Gospel is what? Gospel is the message of salvation. Amen. Amen. Why God is so powerful? He can save the sinners from the dead. Amen. Nobody can do that. You can heal, or you can your disease can fixed, you know, by medicine or operation or just rest. But only the gospel can save us from our sins. Only the gospel can change us. Only the gospel can lead us to the heaven. That's why the gospel is the power of God. We need this. We need this power. Lord, save us. Also to you who are, because it's a power, and for the salvation of everyone, for the salvation of everyone, every single person. Even from the one who were almost dead, like on the cross, right or left of the cross, right? That is the one was saved by faith, right next to Jesus, was crucified. Yeah? He said, please remember me when you go to, you will be seated on the right of the Father. Remember me. And Jesus said, you're going to be paradise with me. This first one. Everybody can save by faith. Only the gospel can save us from, yeah. No other teachings or everything, religions, just by faith. Why? Because Jesus did everything for us. Yeah. What we have to do is just accept it. We just say, thank you. Stretch our hands, receive it. Say thank you. That's all. That's all. Then we are adopted as the sons or daughters of God, and we have eternal life, and we are guaranteed, and we just relax. No fear, nothing. Of course, we do, we go through trials, you know, any bad thing for us, but God knows everything. You know, once you're saved, we don't feel any stress. Yeah, we are relieved. Yeah, do you feel stress? Are you? No, I don't. I'm saved. I'm son of God. Amen. Bye-bye stress. I'm God. I'm son of God. God saved me, even me. You know, you're saved. No stress. No money. That's okay. No money, huh? No money. Yeah. What a problem. God knows. Amen. Amen. Huh? Hard day? Oh, it's a hard day. A lot of things. Hallelujah. God knows everything. Yeah. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God. Yeah, my Father knows everything. My Father is the creator of the whole universe. Yeah. No stress. Yeah. When you feel stress, remember the gospel. Remember who you are. Remember the cross. What God had done for you, done for us. You sang, right? Yeah. He sent the begotten Son to give us the eternal life. Yeah. How can we ask more than that, Jesus Christ? God gave us Jesus Christ. That's enough. We don't need to ask anything about that. That's why Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed. This is the perfect news. This is the perfect teaching. This is the things we have to have. And this is the things only happening. And if as long as we have this gospel, these things, we don't need it anything. First for the Jews and for the Gentiles, for us. And verse 17, for in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed. Righteousness. Righteousness. It's hard word. Yeah. It's hard to explain, especially for Japanese, righteousness. The original meaning is the straight relationship between me and God and me. And also righteousness is the condition acceptable to God, the condition acceptable to God. This is the condition. Paul, as you know, was Pharisees. He pursued. He was trying to get the righteousness by deed, by what he done, by keeping the laws. He sacrificed his whole life, teaching and keeping. You know, he's the one. But he knew it was impossible. It's impossible to get the righteousness. Even Paul, as long as he keep the laws and studying laws and teaching laws, the more he studied, the more he spent time, the more he put their energy in keeping laws, maybe he felt, wow, it's impossible. I couldn't do that. But as a Pharisee, he pretended that if you keep the law, it's great. You can get the righteousness. But he knew it's impossible. So when he met Jesus Christ, he was so glad. His life has changed 180 degrees. Wow, oh, I don't need to do anything, just faith. In the gospel, are righteous from God, not righteous from me, not righteous from inside, but righteous from over there. God bestows me. God gives me the righteousness. That is complete different idea he had. He thought, I have to get the righteousness, or build the righteousness, buy one. You know, righteousness is from his own effort. But when he met Jesus Christ, righteousness is from over there. That is from God. Yeah, just accept it. A righteousness that is by faith. By faith. When he realized this truth, he remembered the one sentence from Old Testament. In the Old Testament said, the righteous will live by faith. Wow, he did not know this is Old Testament. But he realized that, wow, even from Abraham, even David, or anybody in the Old Testament, Paul said, I thought they got the righteousness by their deeds. But he realized, oh no, they got a righteousness. They got righteousness not by their deeds, but their faith. And even the prophet said, the righteous will live by faith. Wow. So I'm the fulfillment of the prophecy. He knew, as I said, the righteousness is the hard thing to get. But when he met Jesus Christ, that his world was changed. Wow, of course, he did a lot of things, good things, sometimes bad things. But it's, you know, what he did, what we do, what are doing, what have we done is not related to righteousness. This is totally different. God does not see what we do, but we believe in. That's the only thing God is watching. What do you believe? Or who do you believe? That's why he used the word revealed. It's revealed. It's closed. It's, you know, was hidden until he met Jesus Christ. This truth was hidden, but it's revealed. It's revealed by Jesus Christ. Wow, this is a wonderful thing. A righteousness is by faith, but from to last, from first Adam, the last person, everybody. Not after Jesus Christ, but before Jesus Christ. The righteous will live by faith. So we, as the person who redeemed, we are righteous, we got righteousness. How we live? By faith. Of course, we have to live. We have to love God, love neighbors. That is the commandment. But even though we cannot do good, you know, and love somebody, maybe God has a score for each one of us. Oh, well, it could be plus or C or good for worship. Okay, A plus. Reading Bible on C. Love for the neighbor, C plus today. Oh, today, okay, A minus. But the score doesn't mean. As long as we live by faith, that's okay. A plus. We pass. You just go through the gate of heaven. I live by faith. Highly bypassed. Easy. Great. Yeah. As long as we believe in Jesus Christ, that's all. Do not think too much. Do not think too much. Yeah. As long as we live by faith, God through God's eyes, we are sinless. We are the righteous person. Our condition is ready, accepted to God. In the Revelation, I preach in Japanese service the whole year. Some sentences that I remember. One of that is the white clothes. White clothes. White clothes. White clothes means inside, maybe dirty, stinky, or broken. But our clothes is perfectly white. Why? It's made by Jesus Christ. Yeah. So through God's eyes, he can see only my white clothes. He cannot see inside of the clothes. He doesn't care what our inside is. That's okay, because he knows we are so sinful. We are weak. Yeah. The righteous will live by faith, day by day. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we live, we go, we walk by faith this week, this month, the whole... Yeah. Yeah. When you feel stressed, remember, the righteous will live by faith, not information, not the circumstances, not money, not friends, not relationships, not jobs or scholars and everything. No, we live by faith. Yeah. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for a strong message from the Epistle of Romans. Lord, give me the heart of Paul had. He felt obligated. He had responsibility. Whoever he met, he felt, I'm a debtor to him or to her. Lord, we'd like to have that heart. Lord, also, we are not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God. This is the only thing which can save us from sins, which can change us completely. This is the power of God. We believe in the power of God. We believe in the gospel. The gospel can change everything, Lord. Lord, also we confess the righteous will live by faith. Lord, let us live just by faith, just seeing you, just watch your face, just you in our heart, nothing else. Lord, this is what we need. Need for our jobs, for the relationships, and everything. Faith must be the center of our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you.